Lessons from Europe on paid podcast subscriptions. From Singapore, the latest from podnews.net with co-host, podcast analytics and audience insights. Sesame, a monetization tool for publishers, has released a case study showing how its tool has partially paywalled podcasts of Kvartal, a Swedish magazine, and other clients in the UK and Italy. There's much to learn. Buying a whole season in advance seems to work well. Conversion rate was surprisingly over 10% of podcast subscribers, and 70% of users wanted to pay with Swish, a mobile payment system popular in Sweden, rather than using card payments. Much more in our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. The Australian podcast ranker for February was released by the CRA and Triton Digital. Listener is number one for sales representation. ARN's IR Podcast Network Australia is number one publisher in terms of monthly listeners. The ABC is number one in terms of total downloads. Congratulations, everybody. But year on year, downloads for Listener's Network are down 9% and for ARN's iHeart down 29%. Australia hasn't been immune to Apple's iOS 17 changes. Podcast website creation tool Podcast Page has added an AI-powered writing assistant. It can be used for headlines, titles, or full blog posts. If you're an indie podcaster in Aotearoa and want help with representation and distribution, the New Zealand Podcast Summit's final session is about how to approach New Zealand's two big networks, Rover and iHeartRadio. There are 14 speakers this year. The event is in Auckland on May the 11th. The back-end powering the Good Pods podcast app is going to have a big upgrade shortly, according to the company. It's not a public-facing change, but will pave the way for new features. Realm signed an ad sales partnership with kids and family podcast Story Pirates, and Tenderfoot TV announced a new slate. After the success of his Tenderfoot podcast To Live and Die in LA, Neil Strauss will launch Russian sexpionage series To Die For, produced in partnership with iHeart Podcasts on March the 26th. In People News, Jonathan Aspinwall, who's been running BBC News podcasts, is to become the executive editor of Newsnight, the broadcaster's analysis news TV show. No news yet on his replacement as executive producer of BBC News podcasts. And in podcast news, if the Oscars have got you all excited about the creative process and creators across all kinds of industries, then Icons could be the show for you. The show offers insightful discussions and reflections on the creative minds behind some of the most influential works in cinema. Buzzcast this week takes a look at The Acquired Podcast, a podcast they say is unconventional in that it takes time doing deep research and seeing great success from doing so. And newsworthy, we think that in a heavily contested category, Heinous, an Asian true crime podcast, has been nominated for the Ambies. The show is made by One Up Media and Media Corp here in Singapore and is the only production made outside of the US to have secured a nomination in the category. Trailers for selected shows are in our podcast called New Podcast Trailers, and we're sponsored by Co-host. Understand listeners' social media habits, interests, and employment with Co-host, no matter your hosting setup. Find a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.